We're in the throes of wedding season here at St. Jude's. Over the course of a four-week span, we have three weddings. And it's always a beautiful reminder to me as a priest when I go to a wedding and see two people, a man and a woman, give themselves in marriage, or when I go to an ordination and see a man lay down his life in service of the church as a priest, or when I go to a profession of vows where a man or a woman gives their life away in religious life. It's a great reminder for me of commitment, a beautiful reminder, a reminder that each of us is called to live outside of ourselves, to live for another, to commit really to another person, to commit to something higher than myself. The problem is marriages across the United States are at an all-time low. So are ordinations. We see less and less people getting married and less people becoming priests. Now, there's a whole host of reasons for this. I don't want to pretend that it's a simplistic one. But I think one thing at the core of the problem is a crisis of commitment. More and more people are hesitant to make commitments. Our human way of being, the way that the world would speak to us in its human wisdom, would say that we need to hedge our bets. Don't commit too quick. Don't give your life to something that you can't get out of. That's the way of human wisdom, to not commit, to not give yourself to something, to play it safe. But divine wisdom would say something completely different. Divine wisdom would say, commitment actually increases my freedom. When I commit to something, I actually have greater peace, not less peace. You see, the human wisdom would promise freedom, but a different kind of freedom, a freedom that we would call license. License simply says that I can do whatever I want. But that's not true freedom. The freedom that comes with commitment is a true freedom, a freedom that allows me to grow, a freedom that allows me to go further. Think of the person who commits to playing the piano. That person has to practice, right? That person has to put themselves to the commitment. And then when they commit and they do it over and over again, they're free to play the piano. The person who doesn't commit is not free to play it. They just bang around on it. But the person who commits is actually free to go further, to grow, to be a true free person. A lack of commitment really is a slavery to choices. Even though I have license to choose whatever I want, those choices are too many for me to really have a grasp of. Think about going to a restaurant with a really large menu. I think of like the Cheesecake Factory. That menu has 28 chapters. And when you go, you just flip through. What am I going to choose? What am I going to choose? Yeah, you have a license to choose whatever you want, but it can actually bring an unsettledness to myself. But then when I choose, when I finally commit, I have a greater freedom, a greater peace. Think of another example of someone who invites you over to their house on a Friday night for dinner. You may want to hedge your bets. You may want to say, well, I'll say maybe, because another better offer might come up. What if the Twins make it to the World Series? It might be a stretch at this point, but it could still happen. I may not want to commit to that Friday dinner invitation. And so I hedge my bets. I play it safe. I say maybe. I might have what's called FOMO, fear of missing out. Something better might come along, and I don't want to miss that. But that person is less free. The person who doesn't commit is a slave to all of the other choices. But the person who commits has that greater peace, that greater freedom to grow, to love. Now, I want to say a disclaimer, especially with marriage. You have to have this commitment between a man and a woman for a marriage to work. But it's not as simplistic as that. I get that. You have to keep committing. This is certainly the ideal, and I know there are plenty of challenges that happen even after I commit. But this has to be at the basis, that I'm ready to commit to this other person, to give my life away, to say a million no's for the sake of one yes. And when I say that yes, I'm a more free person. I'm free to love. I'm free to grow. Because the commitment, brothers and sisters, ultimately opens me up for a greater blessing. It opens me up for a greater, further reality of the Lord's treasure. Said another way, rootedness or commitment leads to fruitfulness. If I'm rooted in my decision and my commitment, then I can experience the blessing, the fruit of really practicing out day after day that commitment. We're starting our stewardship drive for the year this weekend and next weekend with a week of discernment in the middle. And so you probably got a mailing already with our stewardship theme. It's take root, bear fruit. It rhymes, so it's helpful to remember, unless you say root, like some weird people say. Sorry, that's you. So I want to practice that so we can wrap our minds around this theme of stewardship. Take root, bear fruit. I say take root, you say bear fruit, okay? Take root,
bear fruit.
Look at us. Catholics can participate in the homily and shout out things. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right, we're ready to go. So you got this stewardship mailing in your mailbox, and this is our yearly discernment of how I can be more committed here at St. Jude's, here at this parish. We ask, how can I take root? How can I grow? None of us wants to be on the sidelines. We want to get into the action. And it's really a way of life stewardship. It's not just one thing that we can check off, but something that we give ourselves to as a way of life. And the first thing that we have to do, if we're going to participate here at St. Jude's and enter into this reality, we have to register at the parish. I know some hedge their bets and say, ooh, I'm not going to really register at any parish. I'll just go along and go to Mass here and to there. And I get that. My generation, we hate registering at parishes. It's just not something we do. It's a risk, because if I register, they have my mailing address, and I know what that leads to. I get the mailings. I get the envelopes. But I'll never be able to experience the fruit and the blessing that Christ has for me unless I first make that decision to register and to sign up and say, I'll be on the roster, I'll be part of this parish. And then once I'm a part of the parish, it boils down to three actions of how we stay rooted. And you've heard these before in our campaigns. The first is prayer, the second, participation, and the third, generosity. These are really the three actions of a disciple, someone who's active in this life of stewardship. Because no one wants to do those in a lesser degree, even though we fall into that trap sometimes. No one wakes up and says, I want to pray less. I want to participate at the bare minimum. I want to be a very low, generous person. No one really puts themselves to that. We want to say, how can I increase these? Like the disciples today asking the Lord to increase their faith. How can I pray more? How can I participate more? How can I be a more generous person? To stir in the flame those gifts that we have, like St. Paul says to Timothy, how can I put myself to it more? And I want to say, over the last 2 years, we've spent time on prayer and participation, even before I arrived here at St. Jude's. And I want to applaud your commitment to those. We've grown as a parish and as individuals. We're praying more. We're participating more. And that doesn't mean we have to stop doing that now. We need to continue to grow, continue to commit in those areas. But this year, our focus, after spending time on prayer and participation, is generosity. Because I've been here 90 days now, I'm over the 90-day mark, I feel like I can ask for money. That's what priests do, right? Okay, check that off. I can ask you now for your more of your money, more of your resources. And I joke a little bit. I'm not the one asking. It's the parish. It's the staff. It's our councils. It's those parish leaders like yourselves. It's our children who are in faith formation and in our school. It's the people who come to our food shelf and aren't able to make ends meet. Each of those, even the ones next to you in the pews, needs a greater generosity, a greater gift of the heart. Now, generosity isn't just money, but it is money. It includes our financial resources. And so I want to humbly ask you to evaluate as a family your financial giving to the parish, to see what I'm giving at this current time and to see if we can increase it. In the letter that you received in the mail, I'm asking each family to evaluate their contributions and see if it's possible to increase it by 0.5% of your annual income. If we do that as a parish, we'll be at a greater place of generosity, a greater place of rootedness, and then we can bear more fruit here in the parish and here in Matamidi. We've done this for 80 years in Matamidi, and we want to make sure we can do it for another 80 years. But it's going to take a commitment. If you're giving at 1% of your annual income, can you give it 1.5? If you're giving it 5, can you give it 5.5? Evaluating, what am I giving currently and how can I take greater stock here in the parish? Because we want to increase the blessing. We want to increase the fruit. But to do that, we have to dig deeper and plant our roots. It's like having a tree in a pot. It's only going to grow so much. But when you plant that tree into the ground, making a commitment, the roots can grow deeper, and then the fruit can grow more. And so I want to ask you to give more, to make a more generous sacrifice of your finances and of your time and of your heart, so that our fruit here at the parish can grow. I want to speak very directly about our financial reality. We have, over the last year, decreased our expenses by 10%. We've looked at our budget to say, okay, how can we be more fiscally responsible? And we've reduced our expenses by 10%. But at the same time, our collections have decreased by 13%. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist or a math whiz, but I know that those don't compute. We can't continue giving less and trying to do more. We have to increase our level of generosity if we want to see greater fruit here in our parish and in Matamidi. Now, it would be simplistic to boil this down to one reason of why we have less contributions, but I'll give you one of them. Over the last year, we've had a handful of parishioners pass on who were giving a lot to the parish. Just a handful of people who were given upwards of $1,000 every week combined. And so now that they're not giving at a weekly way anymore, they're still praying for us in heaven, but we're not receiving the financial contributions every week. We need other people to step up who are able to do that. And we've had an influx of younger families too, which is a great blessing to our parish. We want to continue to grow in that way. But younger families have other challenges, and I know that they're not able to give at the same level as an older, rooted family would be. So if we each increase by a little, each increase by 0.5%, then we'll be able to continue to grow and meet the challenges of our parish. You received that mailing, and I want to pull one out now just to have it in front of you. There's two things that we need you to turn in. One of them is a parish survey looking like this. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what your needs and what your desires are from the parish so that we have the involvement of all of our stakeholders. And then on the back is our commitment form. The top has the generosity section, especially with our finances, and the bottom part has our prayer responsibilities. And so we want you to fill out both sides of these and get this in by next weekend. We're going to have our ministry fair next weekend and our commitment weekend, and so that you would discern this week and pray and ask how you might take a greater stock here at St. Jude's. On the finance portion, there's that place for electronic giving. That's a really helpful way to do it. I do it myself, and then it becomes a matter of I don't have to think every week, do I have cash on me? Do I have my checkbook? Do we have the envelope? Are we gone for the weekend at the cabin, or is someone sick? You just have to then trust, okay, I'm giving to the parish, and they're going to be able to count on my financial contributions. I want to end on a note from the gospel and to really root this in what our Lord has shown us. I spoke a few weeks ago about human wisdom and divine wisdom, especially with Jesus in telling us this parable of leaving the 99 in search of the one. He says to us, who of you having 99 sheep wouldn't leave them and go and search for a lost sheep? And you remember me saying, no one would do that. Human wisdom would say, no one leaves 99 in search of the one. But Jesus does. Jesus searches out, and he asks us to imitate that same reckless love. And he asks another question today in just a few chapters after that one in Luke's gospel. And it's very similar. He says, who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing and tending the sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at table? The answer is the same. No one. No one would do that. Imagine going to a restaurant at 9 p.m. and saying to your server, you've had a long day. Why don't you sit down and I'll serve you tonight? No one would do that. But Jesus does. And Jesus did. Jesus got on his knees and he would wash the feet of his disciples. He would feed them with his body and his blood. He would become the servant as a way to show them how to serve in kind. And so Jesus says the same to us. I will give 100% of myself to you. How much will you give? Now, I recognize you won't be able to give 100% here at St. Jude's, 100% of your time, 100% of your finances. But Jesus does require 100% of every disciple. So whether you give at the 1.5 level at St. Jude's or the 5 or the 10, what are you giving with the other? What with whatever's left, how are you serving the Lord? How are you giving your life, your time, your finances? He requires it all, not just a little. And we ought to continually increase showing the Lord our commitment to him and the way of life that he's called us to. So brothers and sisters, I invite you to deeper, greater commitment, that you would receive the blessings Christ has for you. Take root here at St. Jude's so that we can bear much fruit.